Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shi'urim in the Mishnayos Kelim. And these Shi'urim are being given to the Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu, Rabbi Menachem Mendel. We are in Mishnah Dalet in the 11th Perek. We're in the middle of the Mishnah. Klostera Tmeya, Umitsupe Tahora. What's a klostera? A klostera is a peg made of metal, and it has a thick head, and you lock doors with it. And it's tame, it's makabel tuma, because it has a shame b'fnei atzmo, even though it's used with the door, since it has a shame b'fnei atzmo, as we discussed at length in a previous shir. By the way, we already had a very, very delicious shir on the first part of this Mishnah, and the mixture of Barzel Tameh and Barzel Tahar. Hope you heard that. And since it has a shame b'fnei atzmo, it's Tameh, this klostera. But Mitsupa, if it is plated, then it's Tahara, then it's pure. So we are going to go in the derech of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Hagon Rabbi Moshe Shapira Zatzal, Behavonas Divrei HaMishnah. He gave Shi'urim to a select group of Avreichim, and I was, Baruch Hashem, not Zoche to be a member of that select group, but triple Baruch Hashem. I say Baruch Hashem because it's better for them, but triple Baruch Hashem that the Talmidim wrote down the Shi'urim many years later. And that's what I'm basing myself upon. So the Rambam explains that if it's mitsupa, that if it's plated with metal, it's tar, it's not makabel tuma, because shekliyetz mitsupa matechas ain't makabel tuma, filim yesh base kibble the kliyetz. That a kliyetz, a wooden utensil that is plated with metal, is not makabel tuma, even if Kliyetz has a base kibble, has a receptacle, which would make the Kliyetz makabel tumah. But since it has a metal plating, it's not makabel tumah. Kimavur b'chagiga, as we see in Chagiga on 26b, shemizbeach hazov v'anachoshes einom mekablim tumah ki heim mitsupim. That the mizbeach hazov and Nechoshes, these two Mizbechos, are not Mekabel Tuma, because they are plated. So you see that this metal plating spells no Kabbalah Satuma. Ukidrashas hasifri, kol kli asher yaseh melacha behem, any kli that you do melacha with them is makabel tuma. Yochel sheni marbe eschipui hakelim, I might think to include the chipui, the covering of the kelim. Talmud loymar behem, asher yaseh melacha behem, nem prat lechipui hakelim, that excludes the plating of the kelim. Kolomar she'oso ha'kli ena malacha nasis bo atzmo ala b'mtzos ha'chipui. That kli, you don't do the malacha with it itself, rather with the plating. That's what the malacha is being done with. V'ashem lo timei min ha'kelim el asher yaseh b'hem malacha b'hem asher yaseh malacha b'hem atzmon. And Hashem is only metamei kelim, they do malacha with the kli itself and not with the plating. Ad kan midivrei Rambam b'perush Mishnayis v'kach kosev Rambam in the fourth parak of Kelim, in the fourth halacha. The Rosh is Tamei on the Rambam. Adarabba, says the Rosh, Muchachsham, Sheplute Pshute Kliates, Hamachupim Bemateches, Tameim. Hu Iyein Ba Mishnah, Vlo Iyein Ba Gemara. He says, you see that Pshute Kliates, that are plated with metal, Artame. He looked in the Mishnah, but he didn't look in the Gemara. Oh my gosh. V'chenik sha'arayvid b'keilim sham, she'b'chamim ha'koymas metzinu sha'kli botel l'tzipui v'utame. We find in a number of places that the kli is bottled to the tzipui, and it's tame. Out the tzipui. And the raivid in the Torah's Kohanim is goreis nat prat l'chipuye hakelim, prat to the plating of the kelim, but rather prat l'kisuye hakelim, the covers of the kelim. A cover, not a plating. It's a difference. Ukeshitoso b'perek tes mekelim halacha aleph. So the Kesef Mishnah comes along and he explains the kavana of the Rosh and the Ravid. In the Mishnah and Chagiga, what's their kash in the Rambam? In the Mishnah and Chagiga, it says that a shulchan is makabel tuma. The shulchan is mekabel tuma. Frakti Gemara, ma pitom? It's a kliyeis asui lenachas veino mekabel tuma. It's a kliyeis that's made to rest, and it's not mekabel tuma. Kliyeis that's made not to be moved is not mekabel tuma. So why is the shulchan mekabel tuma? And for the Gemara, Shemetaltlin also laharos laoile aragolim. You're metaltel this kli, this shulchan, to show to the pilgrims. I like that word. To the ole regolim. They eat turkey. So it's not also linachas. It's made to move. Therefore it's makabel tuma. Frak the Gemara. Fetepukle mishum tzipui. Rashi explains. Fetepukle de makabel tuma. Now, even if it's asur l'nachas, it should still be makabel tuma. Out the tzipui mishum tzipuyav shu mateches, because the tzipui, the plating, is metal. The klei matches lawitzkis l'sak. Klei matches are not equated to sak that need to be moved both empty and full. That's the prerequisite for tuma. Rather, klei matches are tame no matter what. So therefore, out the tzipui, the shulchan should be tame. Even if it's asul inachas, forget the asul inachas. Even if it's asul inachas, still has a tzipui. And then the Gemara asks, Akasha, hashulchan, v'hadulpiki, shenifchitu or shechipan b'shayish v'shir meh mokom anachas koisis tame. We learned in Kalim 22:1 concerning a table and a dulpaki that some of its surface has become broken off, or that one coated with marble, i.e. stone, not being susceptible to impurity, if he left on them a place on the surface that remained unbroken or uncoated, big enough for placing cups, it remains susceptible to impurity as a wooden vessel. So it's only because he left on them a place on the surface that's uncoated, big enough for placing cups, it's susceptible to impurity. But if it would be completely coated, then it wouldn't be makabel tuma. Hare shirak mishum shashir makom, only because he remained enough place to leave cups, that's why it's makabel tuma. Otherwise, it would be tahor, like Kle Avonim. Rashi explains, Alma Tzipuyav Mivatlo Afilu Lehakel. So you see that Tzipuy is Mivatlo the Cleveland Lehakel, even to make a tar. It is clear from this Mishnah that if a table is completely coated with stone, it's not susceptible to impurity, showing that the status of a kli follows its external coating, not its main material. Do you follow the chitzonius or the pnimius? So here in the Gemara it says you follow the chitzonius, and therefore the table of the Beis HaMikdash should be tamei al tzipui. It should have the status of a metal vessel. It's the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, that shiny shulchan shatora karye eitz, skipping a little bit in the Gemara, the table is different because the merciful one called it wood, as it is written regarding the lechem aponim, hamizbech eitz shalosh hamiz kavoa, etc. Ze ha-shulchan asher lifnei Hashem. Harei mevur b'gemara shetzipui hu siba shiya tmeya v'lo kedivrei ha-rambam shetzipui hu siba l'tahara. The Rambam wanted to say that because it has its tzipui, it's tar. Klustera tamei u'mitsupa tahara. Why mitsupa tahara, says the Rambam? Because it's mitsupa mateches. No! Mitsupa mateches, says the Gemara, is a reason to be tar, not tamei. It's a reason to be tamei. Not like the Rambam says a reason to be tar. You follow the tzipui. If tzipui is metal, that has the status of a metal clean, it's tamei. Follow the chitzonius, the plating. And in the Mishnah there, it says, Shemizbeach hazov v'hanachosh es tahorim mipnei shehen kekarka divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that the Mizbeach HaZov and Mizbeach HaNechoshes are tar because they're like the ground. That's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Chachamim say, no. You know why they're tar? Because they are mitsupim. Because they are coated. And the Gemara asks, Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, Rek the Gemara, Adarabba, since they're mitsupim, they should be tamei. Answers the Gemara, Ema, say, Zokt Andrish, say differently. V'chachamim mitamin, mipnei shei mitsupim. Not that the Chalwek, we originally understood that they're Torah because they're mitsupe. Chachamim are mitamin because they're mitsupe. That's the first derech the Gemara goes in. V'bayisema, and if you wish, say that our text of the Mishnah is correct. We're not going to change the text and say, as we originally thought, that Chachamim Omer Mitamin Mipnei Shem Mitzupim. No, we're going to stick with Chachamim Omer Mipnei Shem Mitzupim and not Chachamim Mitamin Mipnei Shem Mitzupim. And we're going to say that the rabbis were saying in their statement in response to Rebbe Eliezer, what is your reasoning for stating that the altars are not susceptible to impurity? Because they are like the ground. Why didn't you simply say that they are wooden vessels fixed in one place? For that is a sufficient reason for them not to be susceptible to impurity. It is because, ma dateich, mishum demitsupin, it is because they are coated with metal, and therefore they would be considered metal vessels rather than wooden ones and susceptible to impurity, were it not for the fact that they are considered like ground. So, Nachamo, the Rabbi Lazar Kamri, The rabbis are saying to Rabbi Lezer, Ma da'teich? What's your reasoning for saying that the altars aren't mekabel tumah? Because they're like the ground. Why don't you say that it's a kli nacha, that it's a kli that's also the nachas? And the answer is because they're coated with metal, and therefore they're considered metal vessels rather than wooden ones, and therefore they're mekabel tumah. Were it not for the fact that they're considered like the ground, and since they're considered like the ground, they're not mekabel tumah. Otherwise, they'd be considered like metal utensils, and there are mekabel tumah. But this is a mistake, for the coating is not important. Miftol batel tzipui en gabayhu. And their coating, the coating isn't important. Their coating is nullified and considered subordinate to them, so that they are indeed considered wooden utensils in a fixed place, and therefore they are not susceptible to impurity. Although generally the status of a vessel does follow its coating, the shulchan and the mizbechos are exceptions, as we see from the pasuk in Yecheskel, the Gemara quoted above. They're called kliyets. There is therefore no need to mention that they are compared to the ground. Since these mizbechos are made of wood, they're not mekabel tumah, irrespective of whether or not they're attached to the ground. Ad kan midivrei ha-gemara. Rashi says, you don't need to read this in the Torah Kweded Adam. Because otherwise it would be Tamei out the Tzipui. No. The Tzipui is batel to the eights. Hare mevura lehedya. Shehatzipui husiba letuma. Generally, tzipui is a reason for tuma. What does the first answer say? Chacham mar metame, because it's mitzupe. So you see, tzipui is a reason for tuma. What's the second answer? Second answer is that tzipui should be a reason for tuma, but not here, because here the Torah called it an eitz. So how can the Rambam say that the reason klustera, if it's mitzupa, is tahara, because it's mitzupa mateches is the reason for tumah, not for taira. Look in the Gemara, kick around in the Gemara, as they say in Portuguese. Vayein bekesef mishnah mashehevi mari kurkus liyashev. So it appears follows. Yesh la'ayin. Let's say you have a kli that independently wasn't a kli without the covering, without the coating. And the whole chaloy shem kli is chal because of the tzipui. In such an instance, would it be tame or not tame? It would appear that in such an instance, Vade would be Tame Mitzad the Tzipui, because the Tzipui makes the whole Chalos Kli. And according to this, we can understand the Sugya in Chagiga, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to make Kelim and Mitzupim Zav. So the Iker Kli is the Tzipui, because the Torah is makbid that the Klei HaMikdash should be made of gold. Ubechai Gavna, Vadai, Sharambam Moda, the Rambam definitely admits that in such an instance, that tzipui is a sibul atuma, Because the Ikra Tiras Kli is completed only with the Tzipui. And therefore the Gemara in Chagiga, the Gabi the Klei Mikdash, learned that the Tzipui is a Sibul Atuma. Aval Leolam, B'Sha'ar Kelim, that Tzipui is a Sibul Atahara. Kemavur B'Drash Shel HaTorah Kohanim. What does the Torah Kohanim say? Kol Kli Asher Yaseh Melacha Behem Yochash Nimar B'Chipui HaKelim Tam Lomer Behem Prat L'Chipui HaKelim. In other words, that Kli, the Kli, that the Melach is only done with the Chipui, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't Mitame. Only if you do Melach with the Kli itself. So the Chipui is a Siba L'Tahara. Just in this Gemara, we're talking about where the Chipui makes it into a Kli. Where the Chipui makes it into a Kli, then ain't a Chinami. It's going to be a Siba L'Tuma. Because the whole Shem Kli came because of the Chipui, and the Chipui is Mekabel Tuma, it's metal. But when the Chipui, when the Ikar is the Kli, and it just has a Chipui, then the Chipui is a Siba L'Tahara. Because of the drush of the Sifri, called Kli Asher Yaseh Melacha Behem, but you're not doing Melacha Behem, so it's not Mekabel Tuma. So now we can add on to the Maskana of the Gemara that the Torah called the Shulchan Eitz Hainu Shagam Shebeklei HaMikdash Hushlama Kli Al Yidei HaTzipui. It's correct that Legabe Klei HaMikdash, the Kli was completed through the Tzipui. Nevertheless, the Iker Kli is the Kli Eitz, and it's Tamei Al Kli Eitz. And if so, L'chora should be tar. Since the Ikar is the Eitz and not the Tzipui, so then lo gara mishara kelim ha-mitzupim, that the Tzipui is mevatel the Kli. Why isn't the Tzipui, since the Ikar Kli is the Eitz and you're not doing malacha with the Eitz, it's covered by the Chipui, it's covered with the metal coating, so the metal coating should be mevatel the Kli. So on that, the pasuk says, "Al Shulchan Atar, Mechlal Shutameh," that here's an exception to the rule. Here, the Tzipui is not Mevata the Yekor Kliyetz, and it's Tameh Midin Kliyetz. Okay, we are not finished. There is still more to explain in the Gemara. We left a stone or two unturned. But the B'siyata D'Shmaya B'Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu, in the next shir, I very much hope that we will explain that as well, and we will see Niflos Mamish Mitoras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.